T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Moderna has asked the FDA for emergency approval of its vaccine for young kids under 6. Right now, there is no approved vaccine for kids under 6. With us to talk about the request is Dr. Sharon Nachman, Chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at Stony Brook Children's Hospital. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Nachman.
Good afternoon. It's nice to be here.
So what do you think of the Moderna request, particularly in light that Moderna has not yet been approved for children over 6?
So we are very excited to have a vaccine for this age group. Despite there not being an approval for the older age group, it doesn't matter because we absolutely need a vaccine for these younger kids. So anything we can get that's FDA reviewed, approved, and approved by the ACIP or the Advisory Council on Immunization Practices is a win for our families.
So what is the vaccine's effectiveness?
So the pediatric vaccine, those 6 months to 2 years and 2 years to 6 years, involved about 7,000 children. And amongst those 7,000 children, those that got vaccine compared to those that got placebo, meaning they didn't get a vaccine, their immune response after 2 doses of 25 micrograms was equal to the adult vaccines of the 100 micrograms. So good news. We don't have to prove that it prevents hospitalizations and death. We can say, here's the immune response that kids make, here's the immune response that adults make, and the adult immune response is protective. Therefore, the kid's response will be also.
Any side effects of note?
So routine side effects are seen, of course, with every vaccination. You get children having fevers, you get children whose arms hurt, and those are expected. We see them pretty much with every vaccine we use in pediatrics as well as adult medicine. Were there any reports of untoward vaccines? That's what the FDA is going to look at. They're going to look at every reaction that any kid enrolled on the study had, be it those that got vaccine or even those that got placebo.
When might this or the Pfizer vaccine be available for kids under 6?
You know, taking my very cloudy crystal ball out of the closet, my hope is that by June or July, we will see an approval. Because really, I am thinking about who's going to school in the fall and what's going to happen after the summer when they all get back to school. And ideally, that gives us the summer to catch up with not only this vaccine, but our routine pediatric vaccines, which sometimes got lost in the shuffle.
Well, let's hope you're right. Dr. Sharon Nachman, thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.